sign that says Birmingham Reptiles and Pets, and I'm going to run back down to the shop now. Do we think this is the moment? Do we think this is where I've got to face it?
Well, you'll face your fear. I think you need to not just face it, you need to confront it.
Oh, come on.
Confront it. Mm.
Facing fears, it's always nice to add a go.
Add a go.
A snake!
I said that there'd be nothing dangerous all week, and a conder about it.
Okay, I've come up to the front door, and there's a sign that says "Beware of the corn snake," and there's this horrible photograph of
I bet it's a lovely photograph.
I'm looking through the window. There's a nice lady smiling at me, but okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to open the door.
A smiling assassin.
Hello, I'm Emma from Hunted on BBC WM. Okay, I need to take a really deep breath. I think according to my clue in your dragon's den, I need to face my fear and scale something to reach my clue. Is that true? Do you know what I've got to do? Hello, and what's your name?
Monica.
Hello, Monica. What have I got to do?
If you'd like to go into the next room up the stairs.
So I've just walked into a room with loads of those, you know, those kind of little cupboards with the lights, and you look in and there's all like a little jungle set up and you can't even tell what's in there. I've just seen something move. What is that? Some kind of lizard. There were actual snakes. I can see things with tails moving, and that one's got a head.
Hunter Emma.
Oh my god.
Hunter Emma.
Hello.
Hello. Remember, as always on Hunted, your safety is paramount. If you feel you can't slither in and find your clue, then you can ask someone to do it. But be warned, there are penalties to be had.
I think I'm going to try not to take the penalty. I'm going to try and do it. Can they hurt me? Do I have any genuine need to be worried?
We wouldn't have put anything in anywhere where something would hurt you.
So it's not going to bite me or even try and nibble on me?
No.
No? Will it look at me?
It might look at you.
It might make eye contact, because that might freak me out as well.
Let's play cooler or warmer, shall we?
Right, let's play hot or cold.
Yes.
So yes. I'm on the left of the room. Am I cold? Am I warm?
You're pretty warm.
I'm pretty warm. Do I get hotter if I move to this corner? Hot. Pretty damn hot. There's a snake in here. There's some kind of twigs and fake bits of tree. The snake just moved. It knows I'm here. It's looking right at me, Richard. It is looking right at me. Is this where the clue is? Is it in this one? Oh my god, there's a big snake. That one's just the little snake. It's the middle one. So I've found the right cabinet, Richard. So what? How do I do?
I've got to reach in then.
Open. It's open and there's a snake in there. Now the clue, I can't see. It's going to be a piece of paper. There's some kind of cave. When I lift that up, is there going to be a snake in under there? You don't know. I'm just going to have to take my chance. Actually, my hands are struggling to hold it. Oh, God, I'm lifting it up. Is there something in there? Oh, no, there's nothing in there. Oh, there is a clue, though. But in order to get the clue, that orange snake is really, really close. I'm putting my hand in his sawdust. He's looking at me like, what are you doing, lady? What are you doing? I have the clue. I have got the clue.
You've got the clue. Oh, well done, Em.
Do you mind if I walk to the next room so
brilliant.
I can get away from the snakes?
I am sweating.
Richard, we've got the clue.
That's fantastic.
I never got the snake's name. Does the snake have a name? Make him up. I'm going to call him Herbert the Orange Snake. Thank you, Herbert.
Nice choice. It's like we've got our very own Bear Grylls. I'm going to call her Naked Ovens from now on. What a fabulous effort.
I am very, very proud of you, Hunter Emma. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Lovely to meet you.
Took a long time, but I'm proud.
Herbert was a star.